as a projector, you are so special in leading people, offering guidance from this very exquisite energetic perspective. You radiate something and you tune into other people's auras. That makes you really stand out as this guide, coach that you are.
Magnificence is the boundless expanse of being, a liberation from limitation. It is the embodiment of authenticity, where you shed the shackles of self-doubt, shame, and imposter syndrome. Here, worthiness flourishes like a vibrant garden where you have the power to determine your actions, destinations, and your closest relationships. In the realm of magnificence, creative individuality takes center stage. Your greatness is acknowledged, celebrated, and nurtured. Gone are the days of mindless conformity or fitting in just to keep the peace. This show and your host, Patricia Lindner, are here to guide you as you align with your authentic design, leading the way to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Magnificence is not some unreachable peak or distant dream. It's inside you, waiting to shine brighter than you ever thought possible. Welcome to your magnificence.
Hello and welcome to another amazing episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on the magnificence of my guests. And today I have with me the amazing and magnificent Galen Abt. Hello and welcome to the show, Galen.
Oh, hello, Patricia. Thank you so much for having me on. I'd love conversing with you at any point. So this is very exciting to be on here.
Yeah, I love our conversations. And I think the world needs to know more about our conversations and about your magnificence, Galen. I can't wait to dive into that. And before we share about your life and your work, I would love to introduce you briefly to the audience.
Please.
So get ready for an illuminating episode of Magnificence with Galen Abt. She is a seasoned transformation guide and she has over a decade of experience. Galen has empowered individuals to create the change they crave in their lives. As a certified image consultant and transformation guide, Galen brings a unique perspective on personal transformation, not just in the style or in the dressing areas, but in all areas of people's lives. Through her one-on-one consultations, she guides clients through life transitions and changes, unlocking their authentic selves and creating lives that truly reflect who they are. Welcome to the show again, Galen.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
It is wonderful to have you, and I hope the introduction resonated with you, as I think you are this surprise box of so many aspects, and that leads me directly to your chart.
I love that, a surprise box. I think that describes me very well indeed.
Yeah,
do tell.
So let's have a look at your human design chart. And as we talked before, I pressed the record button. I might want to include the gene keys as well, because I feel there is so much amazing insight in the gene keys as well. But first of all, I would love to start with your human design chart. As a projector, you are so special in really leading people, guiding people, offering guidance from this very exquisite energetic perspective. That is how I describe you as a projector. And I know that I'm out of the box when I do the human design charts. For me, you radiate something and you tune into other people's auras. You really get those downloads of what is going on with other people. And I'd say that makes you really stand out as this guide, coach that you are. And as I said, you are the surprise box. I'd say, and this is the topic that I'd give this episode of Magnificence, I'd say it's all about enthusiasm and it's all about versatility, because that is what describes you, just from my perspective, best. And before I dive into all of the aspects, so that was the projector aspect, I would love to ask you about what resonated with you and what you would love to contribute to what I said, or if you just say to me, that's nonsense, what you just said.
That's magnificence is what that is. No, it's wonderful. When I first found out that I was a projector, when I first started dabbling just at the surface of human design, because it is a deep, deep abyss of things to know, it made so much sense. I was like, oh, that explains so much about how I function. And it literally shifted how I talked to myself about myself.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
It's kind of a big deal, right? Because no one talks to us more than we talk to ourselves. And a lot of times we lead with criticisms and berating and why did I do that? And I'm not good enough. And all the bad stories. And we think of all the things, the areas where we just messed up in life or just like, oh, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm a little ashamed, whatever. I never understood, like, why is it that I don't like reaching out to people? But if I think about them, I can make them call me, kind of thing, right? Like, so I have that, but I really like, oh, I don't like to bother people. I feel like I'm bothered. But when I found out I was a projector and that a projector likes to be invited, mm-hmm. I have to wait for the invitation. So if I force myself upon someone and say, hey, you should use me, or hey, they, whoa, what is going on? But when I just sit back and let them come to me, it's much more organic. They're more enthusiastic. And I found this no greater place than in my work, than when I was working with clients and when I started networking. But it did give me a gentler, kinder voice to myself. So it's like, hey, guess what? This is how you function. So this isn't something that's wrong with you just because you do it differently than other people or differently than you think you should. And that was like, oh, I get to give myself some grace because I just function like this. And it has freed me from a lot of those negative thoughts.
Yeah, and that is so amazing. And you just said you need to be invited. And I had a couple of clients that said, oh, does this mean I need to lean back and stay silent and not show up at all? And you already say no to this, because that's not true. So a projector is meant to be invited and meant to be recognized, but therefore you need to show up and you need to be present somewhere and you need to be ready to share your expertise. And I think that is part of what you do, right?
It is. And it's funny, I've also realized that there's an energetic invitation, which is, it's a very subtle nuance, but if you're used to picking up on what people are communicating, right? So there's just this, you can just tell when someone is sort of hovering in your universe, but they're a little not sure how to approach you. And so I've gotten to get very good at honing that skill of going, okay, I'm being called to reach out to them to say, hey, how are you? What's going on with you? And oftentimes they'll, all that, they just let it all come out. And then I say, oh, well, here's how we can work with that. Okay. And they're like, okay. And so people who, like, a year or so ago were like, oh, no, I don't think I'm interested in the things you do, Galen. I don't. Mm-mm. All of a sudden they're like, yes, okay, I want to work with you. It's just this weird magic light switch, you know?
Yeah. And that's beautiful. And that is, so you totally and fully integrated this aspect of really standing in your power, because not everyone is for you, not everyone is for me. That's nothing personal, but it's just offering, showing up and being an invitation to others. And in your case, then they invite you into their space when you show up and when you are present and when you radiate what you totally radiate. I think people can see that. Absolutely. Whenever I see you show up somewhere, it's this, I can see the energy around you. And that's all about enthusiasm. That's why I brought up this word. And so I might want to do it in a very different way.
Oh, I love something spontaneous. Lay it on me.
But I am so drawn to this enthusiasm and versatility aspect that I need to pull up the human design chart first to tell you where this is. And maybe you already know about that, but maybe not everyone knows about how to find aspects in the chart. Still, I wanted to dive into the chart first, but let's just reverse engineer.
I love it. I love it.
So I would love to dive into this number 16. And you can see it right here, growing down like a hanging gate.
Like my shoulders. It's my shoulders.
Yeah, that's your...
Right? My shoulders.
Shoulder. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just growing out of the throat. This gate 16 is your conscious sun gate. And just talking about this conscious sun aspect that is really influencing the whole chart. And it's this enthusiastic aspect, this aspect of versatility that is giving you this great wake-up call to stand in your true passion and in your power and to risk being different with all this enthusiasm and versatility that you have to offer. And I want to dive into that by looking into the jinkies because, and that's what I said in an earlier episode, the jinkies are somehow part of human design. You just need to find where they are hidden. They are the incarnation cross when it comes to the path of the genius. And they are this combination of these four numbers. The conscious sun, the conscious earth, the subconscious sun, and the subconscious earth. And they form one of the three paths of the gene keys. And I want to solely focus on this 16-1, the conscious sun, which is your life's work. And we saw it here. We saw it as this throat shoulder piece. And I want to stop the screen share and pull up the other chart so that we exactly have this shown up in the gene keys. So you remember 16-1 and you see it on top of the gene keys holistic profile. And that is all about your life's work. And I asked you if you ever had a look at your gene keys and you said no. So I give you a little explanation. What I just said around the genius path, it is the green pathway that is starting at your life's work, going down to the evolution. This is the conscious earth sign. That was the second number. It's going to how you radiate, how you show up healthy and happy. And then finally, it goes down to your purpose. And just for the sake of ease, I want to focus on your life's work only. This is the 16.1 gate or gene key. And it goes from the shadow aspect of indifference to this gift part that you have to give to the world of versatility and even a higher expression is mastery. I need to breathe because that is so big. That is so big. And
wow, that is so big. That's awesome.
It is awesome. And I had some people say that this is a bit more difficult to look into the gene keys because they always say something about the shadow aspect, which is indifference in this special gene key expression in the sphere of your life's work. For me, and I really stand for that, it is all about saying yes to the shadow. It's all about including the shadow as something that is natural, that is inside of us, that even can protect us, that even can serve us to a certain extent, but that keeps us in a lower frequency as the frequency we are supposed to radiate and emanate. And as we talk about your magnificence, I want to focus on versatility and not the aspect of indifference, which could show up. And I just want to ask you, maybe you are open to share that. This indifference aspect could show up as this maybe ignoring your genius, not being ready to share your genius, wasting your amazing talent, having a phase in life where you better hide and not stand in the power of sharing your unique gifts, because it's there is fear of risking something, of risking to show up in all of your greatness. And I want to go back to this picture. I don't know. Is there anything that resonates when I talk about this indifference aspect that could show up as wasted talent?
So interesting, right? So I don't have a fear of shadow work. I do shadow work all the time. I do inner child work with my clients. I work in the archetypes. I've been training under Caroline Mace, you know, studying under her for years now. So I have a great deal of admiration and understanding of the shadow side. It's, you know, you can't enjoy, you can't have sun without the rain, right? You can't have happy without the sad. We need the balance in our life. So, and yes, the shadow sides do show us so much about ourselves and where we need to delve in a little deeper. So it was so interesting, the indifference. And I immediately was like, okay. And then when you said afraid to show up, and I have to say, yeah, there was many years as I was establishing myself in as an entrepreneur, you know, first as a stylist, and then as I transitioned into this self-awareness coach and transformation guide, and really embracing my intuitive abilities and my oracle abilities, because I am an oracle. And so I channel at times. I can channel for people. And so oftentimes when I'm having conversations, things will just come out of my mouth and I don't actually know where they've come from, right? And so I don't think I appreciate that. And I think that's kind of a very normal thing for most of us. The things that come to us that are our gifts, we don't think of them as special. So what's the big deal? Why should I talk about that? What's special is the thing you do, because I can't do that. I don't do that, right? So we never see our gift as special. And so we get indifferent to it. And that makes a lot of sense. And for a while after I discovered this oracle empath ability, I was just sort of like, yeah, that's an interesting thing. And that's a cool thing to know. And I'm not going to talk about that out loud. You know what? I'm already standing. I'm 5'10". Like, let's just face it. I already don't blend, right? So let's just not. But as I have in the last 5 years, really stepped into it, really came out from behind the moniker of my styling moniker, which was the Style Sherpa, which I adored being the Style Sherpa, had such fun with that. But when I fully stepped out and said, okay, style is just one tool I offer my clients, I have so much else to offer. And I stepped into my own name. That was a quantum leap, right? It was that 2-degree shift that just, it changed everything. I had spent my entire life not liking my name.
Really?
Until I stepped into my name at 55 years old and decided, oh, actually, there's a reason for my name and I like my name and it suits me. Like, I never liked my name my whole life. It was a huge block for me. And so this really does connect and resonate for me.
Wow, I love that. And this is like, was there a special event? Because oftentimes this shadow aspect or this archetypal part of this jinki is sort of a wake-up call to step into your power, to step into your genius, to step into the gift part, the versatility part. And that is what I can totally hear. There is an amazing versatility around you. That is what I said when I said surprise box.
And I love that because that's true. I am extremely versatile, extremely. And I now see it as an incredible gift, right? I didn't always. Yeah. And I think I was always trying to prove that I was valuable to others, right? And so that codependence, over-functioning on behalf of other people. And now I have taken that and realized, no, I'm just versatile and I have these skills, but I don't have to over-function and, you know, myself into exhaustion or depression or any of the ways that had manifested throughout my life. Now I'm truly stepping into it and going, no, I'm incredibly versatile. I am a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Like, yes. If I don't know something, I'm going to learn about it and I'm going to find out how to do it. And then I'm going to share it with you, I guess.
And that is so great. You are this projector that has this just air of a manifesting generator. That's what I thought first when I met you.
Really?
She knows about this and she knows about that. And she is really multi-potentialite. That's what I thought. And that is so surprising. You have those manifesting generators, check of all trades, aspects, and you have this leadership quality. So that is, I celebrate you for the versatility that you have. And I want to top this because the line that stands right at the bottom of all those aspects, the indifference, the versatility, and the mastery. Line one is the creator. And I think that is, it could not be better for what you do, because that is someone who goes out of this aspect of indifference into the versatility and even the mastery in what you do through this aspect of creative work, a creative evolution, something that emerges from deep inside of you and is like this creative outburst of everything that you are. And this is what line one does. That's the creator that comes from deep within. So there is no example. I do it like X, Y, and C, and I copy A, B, and C. It is Galen Abt. And that is, you chose your name. That is simply who you are.
And yes. You know, that was one of the moments that I was started, like the universe spoke to me, was somebody had posted on Instagram, a colleague of mine, we choose our name before we arrive. And that stopped me in my tracks because I thought, okay, what's going on that I have been fighting against the very name that I chose for myself? Before I came here to this lovely planet, you know, for this journey that I'm on. And I thought, huh, that's something, right? And then around the same time, my children started leaving the house. And, you know, I had a big upheaval in my house when both my kids left within 6 weeks of each other. They flew the nest. Yay, so proud of them, but really hard on a mama's heart. And everything was shifting, and that was shifting my business, and I was reestablishing in my marriage and, you know, reconnecting with my husband, like all the things. And it was just this big explosive thing because I needed to be shaken up. Things were shifting in me. It was time for me to show up in the full embodiment of who I am and my gifts, and to stop fighting it, to stop going, no, I can't be, I can't be, I can't be. And I began doing videos, where I was previously terrified of a camera, I would run. If there was a camera, anyone was shooting anything, I would make a beeline completely around them, get me, I don't want to be near that camera. And now I'm like, are we going to be on film? That's great. Let's do it.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that. So as I said, and that's not just making compliments, that's so real. When I see you in a video, you radiate. There is this frequency, this aura around you. So as if you were a film star.
Maybe in my previous life.
Yes.
Well, my daughter might be, you know, she's on that track. So, you know.
You talked about this intuitive gift that you needed to embrace. And I would love to really point that out and share. Because you said, I don't know where this comes from. I know.
Yay, Patricia.
I know. And this is when you look at your chart. And there are so many aspects. We could talk about anything and everything. But now, as you gave me this impulse of talking about your intuition and that this is a great gift, you can see it in this channel. That is channel 2057. And, you know, it is called the channel of the brain wave. The channel of the brain wave. That is the channel of the intuitive knowing of what's healthy, what's needed at the present moment. And you can see the truth and beyond the masks of what is going on much quicker than others. And sometimes people don't want to hear that. And for you, that is so clear, so real. You see that you have this intuitive knowingness that could be soft, but that could be this really like a flash of lightning hit where you know what's going on and what's the truth and what people need and what is behind the scenes. So this is totally inside of this brainwave channel, and a channel always marks something that defines you, that can't be taken away from you. No one, no Mercury retrograde, no full moon, anything, no neighbor, no spouse, no anyone can take this away from you. That circulates in your energetic space as long as you live. And that's why you have this gift of intuition, and you really have it. You don't just go out and claim it and say, oh, yeah, I'm this intuitive. You really are, and I can prove it. You are this intuitive person.
That is so cool. That is because, yes, I am. I just, when I know something, I just know it. And I'm like, I see what's happening. I will be talking with people and they'll be like telling me about relationship scenarios or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, I know what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yes. I can name it, but I also know when they're not ready to hear it. Yeah. And so unless I have received an invitation.
Right. You are fully aligned. You're fully That is so great. But just imagine someone who does not know about this energetic blueprint and is struggling at this phase in their lives where they can't fully embrace that and they don't know how to integrate that. That is such an amazing gift, and it is so accurate. It's not putting anyone in a box.
Oh, no.
But it is opening someone up to so much more, giving ideas on how to embrace shadows, change, and turn challenges into stepping stones or the greatest assets. Yeah, so that's why I love this tool, which is just a bridge into so much more. And yeah.
It's phenomenal, the understanding, the depth that your reading gives to the recipient, right? Yeah. So I've never had my chart fully read by someone. All I've done is dabble, because that is so me, right? I'm gonna dabble in that and just hit the surface. I knew it was a deep abyss, so I went like, nope, I cannot get stuck down there. I have thousands more things I need to learn.
Yeah,
while I'm here, right? Yeah. I mean, the amount of books I have that I'm in the middle of reading, you know, at any given time, 6 to 8 books just of different modalities, just like, okay, I need to know a little bit of that, a little of that, a little of that. And guaranteed, every time I go, what book am I going to look at today? I pick it up, I read a chapter, a couple pages. Next thing you know, I'm having a conversation with someone and they need exactly what I just learned.
Amazing. That is fabulous. And that is, again, manifesting generator trait. That is so interesting. So I think you are this mixture of projector and manifesting generator, because that is so typical for someone who is a manifesting generator that they read those thousands of books and you combine all the aspects of your chart, picking the right book just intuitively so you can be of service. And that is one big aspect of your chart. How can you serve people and the world best? So what can you really do to serve people? And that is just the key word to ask you. Who comes to you? What are they looking for? Because I introduced you as someone who does the style part, and you said you still do that. But what is the main reason why people reach out to you? Or are there several reasons?
There are probably a bunch of reasons, but the people that are coming to me are people usually in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s kind of range. They have hit a point where the way they have been interacting, their shadow sides that they have been ignoring, are finally getting to the point where they can no longer function like this. Relationships are shifting. It usually happens when the children get to a certain age. If you've got family, maybe your marriage is on the rocks, because this is the time in our life where everything that we have been stuffing down and ignoring and just don't want to look at bubbles up. You can stuff it down as long as you want. Eventually, it's coming out, right? And so they come to me. They have problems with relationships, communicating with relationships, problems with old behavioral patterns. They're really looking to get to know themselves. Inner child work is very interesting to them. All of a sudden, they go, inner child work, what's that? And that right there is their inner child going, hey, I got stuff to say. Let's talk to her.
Right.
And it's just people who, they just need to stop and take a look at themselves and become self-aware. So I really have sort of decided I am truly just a self-awareness coach, showing you, because I see, right? So I'm just going to help you become more self-aware so that you can then change how you're doing things, understanding why you had done them, understanding that you were doing these things to try to survive. And for a while it worked. Yeah. These different patterns, and for whatever, most of my clients have, I mean, everybody's had some sort of trauma in their life, right? And so we learned how to cope at an early age, dealing with whatever trauma or whatever has been thrown at us. But as life changes and we change, those coping mechanisms no longer work, and they can oftentimes keep us in bad relationship spirals. They can be generational trauma that we're carrying through. And so, it's our job here to stop all that and say, okay, let's look in, clear it out, find out why you're doing this, because that's really important. Yeah. And it's not as scary. People are like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle the emotions. It's so scary. I'm like, I promise you. Yeah, is it emotional? Yes. But it's actually more joy-filled and there's more relief than anything, because you go, oh, okay, that's why I've been doing that. And then I tell you, but you don't have to do it that way anymore. And here are some tools to help you develop a new coping mechanism.
Yeah, you always have a choice. And I could not agree more with everything you said. With everything you said. So I don't even know what to add, because you just took the words out of my mouth. Whenever I say, it is so, when it's like shadows, is nothing that is bad, because no. There is light, there must be shadow. It does not work, the one without the other. And you said when you stuff it down, it eventually comes up and explodes maybe. So why not look at it? Why not name it to tame it? Why not embrace it? Why not integrate it to be this whole person that does not need to exclude parts that want to be seen? And so I could not agree more. I'm so grateful.
And the fear of it is always worse than it actually is. I'm like, I had one client, when they started, they were like, okay, so I'm preparing my spouse and I'm going to be really emotional and I'm expecting the worst. I'm like, oh, hey, woo, no. I mean, you may have moments where you're releasing these emotions and energies, and that may manifest as tears. It may manifest as, you know, rage, anger, whatever. I said, but it is not as terrifying as you're making it out to be. And yeah, that's why you have me and you, like people to help guide you through it. I promise you, it's not that scary.
Yeah. And I just have this visual, and I don't know if I can transport it the way I want it. When you think of this shadow that often shows up as a reflection on a big screen, and when you look behind the screen, it's this small figure, and the shadow looks that big, like terrifying. Oftentimes looking behind the scenes or going into something that needs to be, wants to be seen, an inner child aspect that wants to really be seen, it's not that terrifying once you pull back the curtain.
That is brilliant. That is a brilliant analogy of exactly what it is. It's just the archetype, the thing, the shadow just has something to say. So it has to get your attention. So it has to loom larger, right? And just if you just sit down and have a conversation with it.
Right. And I so much hope that people can feel and sense and see the enthusiasm that you bring to the table. Should they be interested in learning more about you, Kaylin? Where can they find you? How can they reach out to you? How can they invite you into their lives?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would love to be invited into their lives. So I'm on Instagram at Galen Apt. So that's G-A-E-L-E-N. And then the last name is A-B-T. VentureIntoChange.com is my website. I'm also on Facebook as Galen Apt, and I have a Venture Into Change Facebook group that I'd love people to just join. It's just lots of inspiration. There's some of my videos and then just some other fabulous inspiration just to sort of plant seeds on a daily basis and have conversations and just sort of keeping your mindset, you know, in the right direction, not getting caught up in all the extraneous stuff, but really just great mindset stuff. And then my email is galen@ventureintochange.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. I can highly recommend to invite Galen into your world and into your life, because, yeah, that is the most amazing, enthusiastic way of dealing with everything from change to just celebrating something when it comes to meeting you. And I don't know, I can't really grab what I want to say because there is something so special about you, something that really uplifts someone and shines some light into every person's world. That maybe it's just me that sees that, but I hope that everyone sees that you are this shining light out there that raises the vibration of this planet, for sure.
Nothing you could have said was better than that right there. Thank you so much for those lovely compliments. I feel the same about you. My goal is to help raise the vibration of the planet. And I think that's why we're all here. Yes. So I raise you, you raise other people. It's just that ripple effect. And that's the goal. Yep. Yeah, let's raise everyone up. Everyone. Yes.
What a good point. So to come to a conclusion, I would love to ask you, is there anything out of this broad variety and versatility of what you could share? Right now, with the audience, maybe an experience, maybe a quote, maybe a tip, maybe a trick, maybe it's anything that comes to your mind that maybe exactly now, as you are intuitive, what could be the one thing that someone needs to hear right now?
Take just a few minutes each day just to say hello to yourself. Check in some way, just any way, whether that's a cup of tea, whether that's a quick turn off the alarm in the morning and just think how you're feeling. Start to pay attention to yourself. That in and of itself can transform you.
And that is so doable, as it is not this big thing. You don't.
It's not a big thing. It's not a big thing, but it's something we tend to not do.
Right. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your experience, for shining your light, and for making such a big impact in this world, for being my guest, and for being such an amazing conversational partner in this episode of Magnificence, Galen.
My absolute pleasure. Anytime you want to talk, Patricia, you know I'm there. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. And thank you for watching another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on your magnificence. See you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this empowering episode. To continue this journey of aligning with your true purpose and uncovering your magnificence, schedule an illumination call with Patricia at patricialindner.com. Please share this episode with someone who needs it and subscribe to the show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us again soon for another episode of Magnificence.